The North Bay Battalion took on the visiting Saginaw Spirit at Bort Longyear Memorial Gardens on Sunday afternoon in what would turn out to be a heated battle. Ultimately, the Spirit took down the battalion 8-3 to a crowd of 3,204. "We're just going to flush this game," battalion head coach Ryan Olayan said. "We've just got to rest and recover. We got 9 games left here and it's go time, and frankly it is that simple, and it's the truth." With Ottawa now only 1 point behind the battalion in the standings, it is indeed go time. This team can play at a high level, and they are going to have to, especially when their next 4 opponents are from the Eastern Conference, one of them being Ottawa. First though, they will have to get through Niagara. They're very offensive-minded. They beat the best team in the CHL to get out of their losing streak, so you expect them to play their best. And that's what we've got to do right now, and I think we can turn a corner here. So what happened in this match to lead to so much talk of the future? The puck was dropped, and it wouldn't take long for Saginaw to take control of the game. Just seconds after failing to convert on an early power play, Liam Stork, 4, would take advantage of a turnover at neutral ice, blowing past Kent Greer just under the blue line and tucking in the puck short side to give Saginaw the early 1-0 lead. Just 33 seconds later, Saginaw would strike again, this time off the stick of Calum Mongoni, 27. The 20-year-old winger would gather the puck through a scramble of sticks in front of the battalion net, extending the visitors' lead to 2. North Bay wouldn't stay off the scoreboard for long though. In fact, it would be Breer Long getting the play going in his own zone, getting the puck to Nolan Laird, 8, who would skate up the ice, cut across the slot, and narrowly squeeze the puck under Papineau's pad, to bring the battalion within 1. To close out the flurry of scoring in the first period, it would be James Guo finding his 7th of the season through traffic, beating McKiver in the top glove corner, and bringing the scoreline to 3-1. Assists on the play go to Zane Parekh and Igor Chernyshov. Period 2 wouldn't fare much better for the home team. Just under 5 minutes into the frame, a point shot from Xander Velieris would ping-pong off a few bodies, lastly being Calum Mongoni, to bring the score to 4-1. 6 minutes later, after Saginaw fought off a 5-3 penalty kill, Michael Misa would speed in and send home the 5-1 goal, his 57th, and chased McKiver from the battalion net. Backup Jack Lisson would came in to replace him. After a 6th goal by Chernyshov, 14, for the Spirit there would be a bit of push back from the troops. Bronson Ride would find Jacob Therrien, 14, at the top of the Spirit faceoff circle, who would wire in a high wrister, ending the second period 6-2 for the Spirit. By the third period, tensions had clearly boiled over. The puck hit the ice and so did the gloves of Nick Wellenreiter and Liam Stork. While the definition of a fight can vary, especially in junior hockey, the haymakers being thrown between the two left zero room for interpretation. Ryder Carey and Caden Johnston wanted to go as well, even dropping the gloves, but the officiating crew intervened before the two could reach each other. Either way, this would temporarily rally the troops as minutes later Zach Wilson in his own zone would hit Zach Weigel, 11, with a pass at the Saginaw blue line. Weigel would dicky to the backhand on the breakaway, cutting the Spirit lead to 6-3. That, however, would be the end of the highlights for North Bay. Michael Misa would force a turnover in the battalion zone, getting the puck to Chernyshov for the 7-3 goal. Calgary Flames prospect Zane Parekh would pick up the final goal of the night to bring the score to 8-3. This goal would also be his 30th goal of the season to become only the second old defenseman to have multiple 30-goal seasons. The first to do it, Bobby Orr. A spirited homecoming. This game also featured a starting matchup between two goalies who have both spent time in the North Bay Trappers AAA organization. For the Saginaw Spirit, it is Caleb Papineau, who spent the 2021-22 season with the North Bay U16 AAA Trappers. This is also Papineau's 5th start in the OHL on his former home ice. For the Battalion, it is Mike McKiver, who spent the 22-23 season with the U18 AAA Trappers. Both goalies had the same billet home in the north end of North Bay when they played Trappers AAA hockey. Papineau, who made 27 saves in the win, was named the game's third star in the Spirits' road win. "It felt good to come back here and see the rink and see the boys, but I'm just happy we came out with the 2 points and the boys will have a nice road trip back," said Papineau, a Cochrane product, when asked what it was like to play in his former home rink. The last time two former AAA Trappers goalies played against each other was back on January 11, 2020, when Ben Gaudreau's Sarnia Sting edged Zach Roy's Hamilton Bulldogs 4-3 in a shootout. The battalion will play the Niagara Ice Dogs at Bort Longyear Memorial Gardens on Thursday, March 6. Puck drop is at 7 p.m.